The AU Peace and Security Council spent most of the day in emergency session Wednesday debating the text of a statement condemning what they call an attempt to overthrow constitutional order in Guinea. Afterward, Zambia's AU ambassador, Patrick Sinyenza, who holds the rotating council chairmanship, expressed concern that recent events in Mauritania and now in Guinea could signal a return to the era of seizing power by force in Africa.
We have had either coup attempts or countries on the verge of coup d'etats or reinsurgence by the either in the military sector or individuals to change government by force. We are saying we are not for that. And Africa needs to build on the issue of democracy and the governance, a road that Africa, I think, has been on, and we should not have reversals that we seem to be experiencing.
AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra called the toughly worded communique an expression of the Council's resolve to preserve constitutional order in Guinea.
Clearly, the situation being developing in Guinea is being looked at as an attempt, coup d'etat, which we condemn and which we seek to reverse, meaning that we strongly support actions being taken to strengthen the constitutional institutions of Guinea.
Lamamra said he is heartened that not all of Guinea's armed forces are supporting the coup attempt and expressed hope that elections would be held within 2 months to choose a successor to President Conte.
We are far from concluding that the armed forces are all of them committing an action against the Constitution, and we hope that by the next summit of the African Union, the legally authorized personalities would be the ones who would be representing the country, and if the calculation is right, probably the election will be taking place immediately after the holding of the African Union summit, 60 days from yesterday.
Lamamra said Africa's top diplomat, AU Commission Chairman Jean Ping, is considering leading a high-ranking delegation to Conakry within the next 24 hours. The delegation would try to calm tensions and advocate restoration of constitutional order, as well as attending President Conte's funeral, which is set for Friday. The attempted coup mirrored Mr. Conte's own rise to power in a 1984 military takeover after the death of his predecessor, Ahmed Sekou Touré. AU diplomats also noted this attempt came months after Mauritania's first democratically elected president was deposed in a military coup. Mauritania's membership in the African Union was suspended after the coup, and Commissioner Lamamra hinted the same fate could await Guinea if constitutional order is not restored. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.